Hey, Kingdom people, there are a lot of things we can learn while in isolation. A lot of things we learn about ourselves. I was just talking about Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19, how he was on a mountaintop high with God, victories. He had shown God strong to the prophets of Baal. And after his victory against the prophets of Baal, all 450 of them, he didn't win and executed him. And just being a mouthpiece and a hands for God. Now, just after he had that victory, Jezebel heard about what he had done. Jezebel wasn't even present, but she heard. And she sent a message to Elijah talking about, if I don't do to you what you did to my prophets of Baal, my God's going to come after me. So I'm coming after you in a sense, right? And from that message, Elijah really, really took it to heart and ran. He ran in fear for his life. Now, you were just on the mountaintop with God. You experienced the power, working, miracle working power of God. Now you're running? Elijah, what are you doing? But isn't that just like any of us in our human nature, is that once we have some great days, do some awesome, powerful things, then we find ourselves running because we got some bad news, or something came against us or challenged us or became an obstacle in our own life. And so Elijah ran. He ran for his life to the point into the wilderness. He said, you know what, Lord, I pray that you would kill me. Kill me now. I want to die, God. He prayed to the same God he prayed for to burn up the sacrifice and to show strong against the prophets of Baal. This is the same God he prayed to take his life for fear of Jezebel. Now, God says, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not going to answer that prayer. I've still got more for you to do. But in isolation, while Elijah was isolated, he not only learned about himself, but he also learned what God was up to. God tapped him on, instead of angel taps him on his shoulder a couple times, says, wake up, eat, rise and eat. You need to eat and drink, eat and drink. God fed him, he provided for him. He encouraged him, he nourished him in his darkest times. And even in isolation, when we learn things about ourselves, who we truly are, no matter what's going on, we learn who we are, the fears that are residing within us, the doubts that are residing within us. But I'm gonna let you know this today, Kingdom people, that God still has a plan for your life. And if we fast forward that story about Elijah, he gets up from his places where he was, where God told him not to be, number one. But he gets up from the place he was, and God gives him direction to go and anoint certain people that he needed to be able to bring justice and victory in the land. That was his purpose still. Yeah, he did what he did against the prophets of Baal, but there was still more for him to do. Even though you're isolated and alone, maybe feeling like that today because of our quarantining and because of the things that our government are passing down to us to stay social distanced, there's still more for you to do. God still has a plan and a purpose for your life. And I want you to remember that even in your darkest hours, when you learn more about yourself, God is with you. He's there to nourish you. He's there to lift you up. And he's there to set your feet toward a greater path that you're chosen to take. And even though Elijah felt like he was alone, he wasn't, because God let him know, I've got 7,000 in reserve standing by. There's so many more behind you than are against you, child of God. Well, this is Pastor Milton. Thank you for joining me today. Visit us at atkofog.com. Sign up for our Kingdom Digest newsletter. It comes out every week, and I'd love to connect with you there. Please join us on Facebook at atkog as well. Again, this is Pastor Milton. If you have any comments, please check in. But love you. God bless you. Talk to you soon.